This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Today, the ground is covered with snow, but imagine, if you will, a verdant community garden in late July, bursting with flowers and vegetables, happy neighbors kneeling cheek to cheek, shovel to shovel, baskets brimming with greens, the late afternoon sun bathing the scene in gold. We interrupt that idyll to bring you Thievery, Fraud, Fistfights, and Weed, The Other Side of Community Gardens. That's the title of Jesse Hirsch's article for Modern Farmer, where he is a staff writer. And Jesse, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Here's a quote you got from a community gardener in Albuquerque who said, "The garden is micro-community living. Heck, it's Syria, Iraq, USA, Russia, just in plots and plantings." What is going on here?
Here at Modern Farmer, we first got interested in the idea that community gardens might not be the pastoral, idyllic, hand-holding situation that everyone imagines they are when we read this article in the Wall Street Journal that came out because there was a community garden in Flushing that just erupted into violence this summer. These Korean gardeners had been working on the land for years, and then the city came in and said, look, there needs to be kind of a more of a lottery system that where we give out the parcels of land, and it just got really ugly really quickly. People were threatening each other. During a press conference, there was a fist fight. And some other gardeners were threatening suicide if they were forced to give up their parcels of land. So we got interested in the idea that maybe this is not an isolated incident. Maybe there are other community gardens. I mean, when you put a bunch of people together that don't know each other and are told, look, you have to share, odds are there are going to be some sort of conflict. And there were so many more conflicts than we ever anticipated, I think.
Right. I guess the threats of suicide at the top of the scale, but some of the other main complaints.
Yes.
Stealing vegetables or tools. Is it usually outsiders or fellow gardeners?
That's the thing, is that, you know, I went in kind of naive and innocent, and I was like, well, you know, people see this stuff just sitting out there in the open. You know, it's got to be just passersby. But no, a lot, I would say well over half the incidents of stealing were intergarden. People settling petty feuds by stealing, or they just like the look of your tomato better than their own. But a lot of the gardeners stealing from each other.
Oh, it's a cold world there in the community garden.
Yes.
But the story, your story does include links to some preventative measures suggested by, I can't remember which town, maybe it was Vancouver.
Edmonton, Alberta.
Yes. What are some of the measures that community gardeners are taking to prevent inter-garden theft?
Well, in Los Angeles, each of the individual plots, they recommend that you lock it up with your own combination lock, but now they also have a problem with people stealing each other's combination locks. You can kind of make your plants look a little less appealing by sprinkling flour on them to make them look like you've been using chemicals. But I bet a lot of gardeners are already in on that ruse. And then also growing kind of a community plots where there are vegetables for everyone to share, so that it's less likely that you would need to go to your neighboring plot and steal from them.
Any other incidences of misbehaving that you've discovered, Jesse, when looking into this, the seedy underbelly of the community garden?
Yes, there were a lot of anecdotal stories of, you know, there were people growing pot plants in their community plots. In Los Angeles, apparently they have to evict a lot of people who are sleeping in the community gardens. But yeah, it seems like it does run the gamut.
Perhaps I'm being naive because we're in a rural place, but
right.
Does this happen more in urban gardens? I'm sure the density of population is much bigger there and the plots are probably bigger.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, it's just like if you look at an apartment building in a big city, when you're stacked right up on top of each other, I think just the close proximity to one another is going to make you more likely to have issues, throw elbows. I mean, it's the community garden equivalent of, you know, knocking on the wall to tell your neighbor to turn their music down.
Mm. I looked on some gardening forums and found plenty of stories of theft or vandalism or abandoned gardens that someone took over. Mm-hmm. And the commenters on your article chimed in as well. Of course, we don't want to come down on community gardens.
No, it goes both ways. I mean, this article was anecdotal. This is not a sweeping survey that shows that community gardens are a failure, because, in fact, they do a lot of good work. You know, they provide food, local food for communities, and a lot of gardens, you know, if they're managed especially well, I think they can be those havens of cooperation and community. But there's clearly another thing going on here.
Jesse Hirsch, staff writer for Modern Farmer, thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much.
You can read Jesse's article on the dark underbelly of community gardening. The link is at wordofmouthradio.org. And don't forget, you can follow Word of Mouth on Facebook or find us at Word of Mouth on Twitter.